Hello, everyone, and welcome to Late Night Local Talent. My name is Ella Mitchell, and I'm joined by Jack and Christian of Redacted, a five-piece rock band taking Akron by storm with their infectious energy and explosive sound. Christian is the lead singer of the band, while guitarist Jack is the newest recruit for their lineup. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. That was a very eloquent description of us. I don't know that I would put it like that, but...
Thank you. I try. I kind of want to just, like, start off this interview by how I was, like, introduced to the band. Initially, I didn't really hear Get Out of My Head, your single that is with Late Night Local Talent, but I saw, like, the video of you guys reacting to hearing it on the radio, and I just, like, I thought that, like, video was, like, just so, like, cute and endearing, and I just wanted to know if you guys could provide some insight on what it, like, felt like to hear your music being played on the radio.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. We all kind of freaked out, but... I mean, what did it feel like for you when we walked in?
I don't know. I just started playing guitar about 4 years ago, so it's still pretty new to me. And if I'm being honest, I didn't tell these guys. I kind of shed a tear later because I never thought, you know, I would be doing anything of that sort. And it was very surreal. I remember, funny story, we actually were looking at the time because we had heard that it was going to be on at some point in that time frame. And we're, like, deciding what car might have the best audio to get into to go listen to it. And we were just watching the clock. And we're like, guys, come on, like, don't be late. And... when I heard his little intro come on, I started freaking out.
Yeah, he was the one who yelled. You could hear a voice in that video yell. That was him. Exactly.
No, it's amazing. I don't know any other way to put it.
It's for me, it's a little different being the singer because, like, I hate hearing my own voice a lot of the time. So hearing myself live, you know, knowing other people are listening to it while I'm listening to it, I was kind of just... you know, shelled up, but it was awesome hearing my song on the radio.
Yeah, and I kind of feel the same way about my guitar. Weirdly enough, just knowing it's me makes me cringe a little bit, and you're always going to be a little nitpicky when you hear a recording of yourself, and I think that's really natural. And sometimes it begs the question, to me at least, like, back in the day when, you know, there was no streaming services, do the guys that, you know, blow up really big and finally make it on the radio just through record companies or whatnot, when they hear it, are they, like, nitpicking everything? Or is that just... me not being talented, you know, so.
I love how just, like, anyone involved with media is just, like, so nitpicky of themselves. Because, like, I do a lot with, like, film and, like, camera work. And every time I have to watch this, I'm just like, So, like, I totally get it. Yeah, I'm like, can we just, like, redo this? Or, like, can you guys just close your eyes when I'm on screen? But I just thought that video was, like, so awesome. Like, I loved everyone's energy in it. But
well, thanks.
Of course. Speaking of singles, I heard rumors that your newest single, Funny Guy, will be releasing on April 12th, and I was wondering if you guys could tell me a little bit more about the single and what your process behind it was.
Process is kind of more like a caveman approach. Mm-hmm. Bunga bunga, 6-5, you know, riffs, screaming lyrics. It's
beating things with a club.
Yeah, just kind of full energy. You know, we wanted to give that... feel, you know, just go hard at it and you know make up, it's almost like a pop song.
Yeah,
in a way you can kind of dance to it.
Funny enough, I can sort of speak on this. I wasn't in the band at all when the writing of this song was coming about, but funny enough, I know how we obviously work, and a lot of our songs are based off of just inside jokes or very meme-y feel, so obviously this is not a very serious song that's going to be coming out. And And you should definitely check it out if you like a sort of, it's sort of like a parody song in my mind. But inside jokes just circulate, and sometimes we say them enough that we're like, let's just write a song about it. And that's what they did.
Kinda, sorta.
Yeah.
I guess, like, piggybacking off of very, like, caveman, like, writing, banging instruments and whatnot, and inside jokes, I was also told that you guys have an album in the works, and I was wondering if those strategies are, like, crossing over into your album creation process.
I don't know that I'm at liberty to say too much, but I'll tell you something.
Keep it redacted.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll keep it redacted.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, there are very intense themes, and I feel like a lot of the songs we have touch on things that we don't hear much about in regular songs. We wanted to try and be different in that sort of realm, and some of them are extremely serious and address issues that face, you know, everyone. And some others are just completely jokes. Like Funny Guy, there's a line in there, then how the whole thing started. Our drummer said that, and then it turned into the first real song.
Yeah, it turned into the whole bridge section of the song. We kind of rock with that.
Yeah, but I would just say it's a very intense, you know, album, and it's really designed to make you feel things that you might not hear from other music. We're obviously pretty hardcore, but it has its soft sides too. Mm-hmm. Definitely check it out.
We're hoping to take the listener on a journey from beginning to end with the whole album, and really have, you know, feelings on every side of the spectrum. That would hit the listener's ears. Yeah. So,
would you say it's kind of like a concept album, or just like you just want to tackle heavy themes? Why not?
That's a good question. We had tossed around the idea of making our first album a concept album, and there's certainly a theme throughout the whole album, almost even a character that the album portrays, but. You know, this is our first record as a group together, so we're kind of still just figuring ourselves out, figuring out our writing style, you know, throwing out some stuff that didn't work, you know, fixing, adding Jack in later dates. He, you know, comes up and brings new stuff to old ideas and, you know, just completely brings stuff back to life. And, you know, it's more or less us just taking a crack at, you know, being a musician and figuring this out.
Funny enough, I would argue that it is a concept album without being a concept album. It's the concept of Redacted, because a lot of our humor is very dark, dry, and intense, and you'll see those sort of feelings throughout. It just sort of brings our brand into it. Fun fact, the name Redacted actually sort of came as like a meme. Our drummer, Jude, who sort of formed the band, instead of writing key dates, names, places like you would do in a classified document, just as a joke, started writing Redacted out of it when you clearly knew what he was trying to say. And that's how the whole thing came about.
When I'm, like, talking to people, like, oh, I'm interviewing Redacted, like, it sounds like I'm, like, hiding, like, this, like, Area 51 secret from everyone, and love it.
That's a great way to put it.
It may or may not be an Area 51 type
That is a great way to put
so
it.
So you guys are hiding aliens.
Again, I'm not at liberty to say certain
gotta
stuff.
Got to keep it classified.
Got to keep it
redacted.
But I guess on about like creating the album and just working together as the band for the first time, are there any like significant challenges or like any like huge like successes that have stood out during this time?
Yeah. I would definitely say that there's lots of challenges, you know, even being every band who makes music knows that there's going to be struggles, you know, even with schedules, you know, getting everyone together or just getting everyone on the same page with some stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're all just the best of friends. Yeah. We all just hang out and make cool music that sounds good. But, you know, our biggest win, I would say, it was when we wrote the song La Cocaina. Was our first genuine song as a band, like as a where we all contributed ideas to it and cohesively all put something together. You know, we felt a spark happen, and we were like, wow, let's make 100 more songs. You know what I mean?
And I would certainly say that when you're coming up as a new band, especially a band that's trying to gain a following and actually develop a brand, there's going to be a lot of back and forth about what we want to portray in terms of, you know, sound. And we all have similar yet different influences. We all like harder music, but it might be way different bands that if compared, there could be a lot of differences between them. So I think the biggest problem that we have faced, and I wouldn't even call it a problem, the biggest difference or the biggest learning point is just trying to portray something that includes all of our tastes and trying to just create something new. And that's what we're trying to do.
Very cool. Do you guys have, like, I guess, like, a favorite memory of you all, like, working together and creating this upcoming album?
I would say my personal favorite times that we had together was the lab tapes era. Unfortunately, Jack wasn't there for that, but I mean, we had so much fun. That was our first demo we released, and just creating that together with the boys, it was so much fun. And, you know, playing Call of Duty and doing all kinds of stuff, you know, while we're doing it, just made us so much tighter as a group.
Yeah, I think just being friends every week. For the longest time, I had just wanted people that were like-minded and want to play music with me. And it just so happens to be that I was friends with them before this, too. So it's sort of the best of both worlds. I would say that my proudest moment of us is probably the last song we wrote, which is going to be another single coming out called Crawl. And it really, I think, gets every part, every inspiration of everyone in it. And I was just so proud of it when it all came together because everyone contributed to it.
Crawl's going to be coming out on May 10th. That's going to be the second single of the album.
Nice, nice. So Funny Guy and Crawl, keep an eye out for that, Late Night Local Talent listeners. But Christian, you mentioned something about the lab, and I saw like a lot of like mentions of that in like interviews with like the Rialto and just posts on Instagram. Do you mind explaining what the lab might be?
So the lab is our practice space. Mm-hmm. It's at our drummer Jude's house in his basement. And we laugh because a lot of stuff happens down there, and it smells sometimes pretty funky because his cat's litter box is right there.
Yeah, it's
fun. It's a great time. We have a lot of fun times down there.
It's a very meme-y place. It's where all the magic happens, and that's sort of why it's called the lab. It's supposed to be sort of ambiguous, just like our name. Redacted comes from the lab, you could say.
I know, like, I saw that. I was like, wow, like, are they doing, like, science experiments down there?
Yeah, we are creating lab experiments and stuff down there.
Sometimes things go wrong in the lab, but you adapt and overcome.
Yeah, stuff catches on fire, and then just that's what
blows
happens.
Up.
Experimenting on the little Area 51 igloos you guys catch.
Yeah.
I guess kind of, like, piggybacking, since, like, I feel like the lab is very much, like, redacted branding, but when I was researching for this, like, you guys have a very distinct aesthetic for the band, which I really love. Like, I think it's really fun. But, like, just from, like, the band's name, the lab, and like the missing persons poster with like all the like your eyes censored out, random information censored out. And I was just wondering what inspired you to like make this your branding.
Oh, well, that's a good question. Let me think about that.
Take your
time.
It's
more of a Jude Lewis answer, because he's the one who mm-hmm. really was kind of the brains behind coming up with all of our branding and marketing and kind of where that comes from. And it actually originated from isn't it a little thing on his rifle that he has?
No, that's a different thing. That's This Machine, which is also a song of ours. But Jude's a very persuasive guy, and he actually goes to school here for marketing, and mm-hmm. I always say that, you know, Jude will sell you something you didn't know you wanted, and he just has an aura about him. He's a very unique guy, and he will latch on to certain ideas or things that he finds funny, and he will beat them into the ground. And Redacted was just one of those things that happened. And I had heard talks, you know, before I joined the band, that they had no idea what they were going to call the band, and he just goes, what about Redacted? And
there was lots of discussions of what to name our band.
Yeah, and just somehow landed on that.
What were, like, other name ideas for the band?
I don't even remember at this point. I remember I came up with something really silly, but it's not even striking my head at this point.
I know that one of his previous bands...
Let me see if I have a note for it.
...was called Subpar Bang, and there was one more. They're all very ironic and contradictory juxtapositions, so... I don't know. I'm obviously not able to speak on that, but definitely I've heard some wacky ideas.
Here we go. So I'm just going to – this is a name list I have on my phone. So second choice, I'm calling Kelly.
No idea what that's from.
Can't read. Hold the Jude. Subject to change. Actually, I remember that was what I would pitch pretty hard.
That's a pretty
wanting
cool one.
Wanting our name to be subject to change. Like the English, mm-hmm. like the – you know, so things are subject to change.
Yeah.
It sort of kind of relates to the word redacted.
And there was a lot of other pretty silly ones, but I don't feel like reading the rest of them.
No, you're good.
There was a good one.
There were some silly ones.
Some of them were plays on the street that Jude lives on, like the name.
Yeah, I said that one.
Yeah, can't read, but can't it's spelled read. Like his street name. A lot of them are just weirdly personal things about Jude that we don't even really understand either. So I think that's what makes it unique. You're not necessarily supposed to understand everything.
I feel like I need to, like, bring Jude for, like, a one-on-one interview. He sounds like the most interesting man alive.
He's the guy that you see in the Dos Equis commercial.
Yes.
No, he really is.
I know, like, the Rialto is probably very entitled to your band. I was just wondering if you could maybe explain how the relationship between, like, your band and the Rialto started and how it's, like, benefited you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So... I mean, two of our five members actually work mm-hmm. at the Rialto Theater. Brandon is, he works as a sound guy.
Oh, cool.
And Jude, he does the booking and bartends as well. And, you know, we've just been playing there. I was mm-hmm. in a band before this, and we around, you know, the Rialto Theater for years mm-hmm. and just playing there a lot. Seth and Nate, the owners there, are the best guys in the world. I would consider them very close personal friends of mine, as well as Jude and Brandon's. But just being, you know, playing shows at their venue and bringing people there and just having a good time and putting on mm-hmm. a good show at their place, has kept that relationship healthy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we joke around with them. They joke around with us. I think they almost see us as, like, they're kids that aren't really their kids.
Yeah.
That's a really good way to put Seth and Nate to us. They're like our our dads who aren't really our dads.
Yeah, they've dealt with a lot of shenanigans we've put up there. I would say it's honestly a pretty historical place in Akron. If I'm not mistaken, it used to be a movie theater that it might even age back to the 50s. I've seen old pictures of that place in there that they sort of inherited. And the two brothers that he mentioned, Seth and Nate, run it now, but I believe maybe someone in their family owned it before, but they're in their own band that plays out of there. And I really think that they almost sort of adopted us because mm-hmm. Jude actually, keep going back to Jude, but he walked in there one day in a suit and tie with a business plan for this place, and they're like, who are you? And he, like I said, very good at convinced them to give him a job, and like a year later, he got Brandon a job. And now, like, I know everybody who works there, and I say hi to them. Very warm and welcoming. And I think they have a lot of confidence in us because, trust me, we've bombed on stage there. But I think they respect our energy and just our mission. And they're very supportive. It's probably the most welcoming venue I've ever been to. And I have been to quite a few.
Yeah, absolutely. He couldn't have said it better. It's just a family-friendly place. Like, I want to play somewhere where I can bring my grandma if I really mm-hmm. wanted to. And the Rialto's a place where I would be able to do that.
Yeah, I've been to the Rialto a few times. I had an internship over in Kenmore over the summer. It's a really cool place. Seth is super nice. I really like him.
It's awesome over there, and Seth is such a great guy.
Yeah, he's really cool. Because you're, like, talking about, like, shenanigans and, like, concerts. I see a lot of, like, it's kind of like your band's mantra, but, like, you know, it's a party everywhere, and I was wondering if you could, like, explain the origins and the meaning and whatnot with that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jack. So, actually, it is written on one of our amplifiers. It's a party. And it really is our brand. Quite a few times, we've gotten a little rowdy on stage. Like, I know, for instance, one time at our most recent show at the Rialto, I decided it would be a great idea to go down and sort of do circles on the floor while playing. And I got totally lost in the song. And I just remember them going, what was that? Like, why were you doing that? And I think sometimes for us, it's just about having fun and mm-hmm. bringing up the energy, you know? And, yeah. You know, sometimes we just can't control ourselves on stage. We'll drop to our knees for guitar solos or jump into the crowd. Like, it really is a good time, in my opinion. And I don't see that sort of music as much as, you know, I've heard used to be prominent. And I really want to bring that energy back. And I can't stand it when I see the crowd there and they're just tense. And I don't even think it's because of us, but they're just tense to be at a concert.
Very much like wallflowers standing there with their arms
yeah,
crossed.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if I'm going to go see live music, I at least want to, like, dance and jump
around.
We want
to make people vibrate. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We want to make people move.
And I remember the first time I saw Redacted, I was actually in the crowd, and people started moshing at the concert, and I was like, I've never seen this in my life for a local band. Like, this is awesome. I have to be a part of that somehow or another. And 6 months later, here we are. So
beautiful. Do you guys have, like, a favorite performing memory?
Yeah, I do. We actually played a Christmas show at the Rialto, and we were forced to do a Christmas song. And if you've ever heard our music, it's not like Christmas songs. But we played very well, and we even
played Christmas songs.
Yeah, we did. We covered some Christmas songs, and we had literally people from the crowd coming up on stage and singing along with us and having
a great time.
And that was actually my first performance with Redacted, and it was probably the best guitar playing I've ever done in my life. Everything just fell into place, and the energy was high. And it was, you know, Christmas. Like, you can't be mad
on Christmas.
The Christmas
spirit had, like, just everyone in a redacted mood.
Yeah, it really did.
Do you have a favorite concert?
Do I have a favorite memory of performing?
Yes.
With Redacted, it was definitely that Christmas show. Mm-hmm. That was by far the most fun show I've ever played.
Love that.
But, you know, my favorite memory of all time was probably back when I played our first show. Mm-hmm. You weren't there. Jack wasn't part of the band.
I was in
yet.
The crowd.
It was May 18th. Oh, I don't remember. That was last year, May 18th. It was our first, you know, show that we played at the Rialto, and they put a little program together where mm-hmm. we had to sell, I don't know, 50 tickets, and we ended up selling, like, 97 tickets. And
congrats.
It was really fun. We, you know, packed the whole venue was stuffed, and that was probably my favorite memory. And just having our first night out with the boys, you know, going crazy.
Sounds very fun. So aside from, like, all those like great memories, but like I feel like a redacted Christmas album should probably be made soon.
And it's maybe or maybe not in the works.
Yeah, we have some other interesting concept albums we've been toying with.
That you've been toying with.
So I'm kind of new to like, because we were talking about this before, we're like, you guys are considering yourselves like punk / like hard or heavier metal. And I was like, I'm kind of like a baby to that scene, so I was wondering if you guys could recommend an album or two to me.
Well, I definitely wouldn't say that we're necessarily metal, but mm-hmm. like
rock
heavy yeah. hard rock music is probably the best way to explain it. But are you like best to all time albums? Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge is probably
nice.
I Brought You My Bullets, You Brought Me Your Love mm-hmm. are my two favorite albums.
I'd say if you want a vibe that's pretty similar to ours, I would check out The Chats. They're a band out of Australia, and their brand is very similar to ours. A lot of their songs, my favorite song of theirs, Drunk and Disorderly, it's a great one. They're party songs, definitely high energy, and to me, really reflect like the roots of punk. But I am a big metal guy, and whether we like to embrace it or not, I try and put metal in there. I'd say that if you want to listen to, like, my favorite stuff, I would listen to Kill 'Em All by Metallica, their first mm-hmm. album. Very rough and raw. I know Christian's not a huge fan of Metallica, and we have debates about that all the time.
I love Metallica. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah. Or maybe, like, Around the Fur by Deftones. But
Around the Fur.
You may know
the
that
album.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. Is there, like, a reason why you pick these albums? Like, do they, like, influence your
they
sound in Redacted in any way?
Oh, or? I mean, our sound is very kind of all over mm-hmm. the place. So I would say, yeah, everything that we listen to is a group. Like, we're mm-hmm. each one of us has so many different tastes. Like, Jude Lewis loves Green Day and Deftones. And
yeah.
our other guitarist, he's really big into System of a Down. Mm-hmm. So specifically Funny Guy sounds kind of very System
yeah,
of a Down.
Yeah, when I was listening to that, I felt like this is very much System of a Down.
Yeah, it has very much System of a Down elements. He's the one who came up with that guitar riff. But... There's a lot of different elements, but yeah, I would say, yeah, or just hard rock, metal, that kind of thing
mm-hmm.
Would influence us to, you know, give you those albums. I would say stuff that doesn't sound like us, but that is kind of adjacent or sounds good, or if you're just wanting
yeah.
to listen to a metal album, Stand Up and Scream by Asking Alexandria is probably one of my all-time favorite.
Nice,
or
nice.
The band Unimagined is really good. Mm-hmm. I don't think it sounds anything like us, but... It's a good metal band.
Yeah, I mean, I like a lot of classic stuff. So, like, going way back, I mean, like, I like anything that's pretty classic, like Paranoid by Black Sabbath, or I lost my train of thought. There was another good one I was trying to think of. I can't remember now. But, yeah, I mean, like, Blizzard of Oz by Ozzy Osbourne. That one's good, like... That's sort of where my roots come from. But a lot of the guys in our band like yeah. like newer stuff.
And like Brandon is very like Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, he likes Tool and stuff like a lot of different Dream Theater. He likes a lot of different stuff mm-hmm. like that. So our tastes are definitely all over the place and we kind of have to.
I feel like for bands like it's best to have like a mix of influences and
yeah.
inspirations because like you have a lot to pull from.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
exactly.
want to pigeonhole yourselves, but thank you for that. Like I always love to try and like find new music. But outside of like what artists have inspired your sound, since I know you guys are from Akron, the Akron area, do you guys mind explaining how Akron has inspired your sound?
Yeah, I just think that I love how prominent music is here, and
mm-hmm.
especially I've gone to Porch Rocker a lot in my life.
I love Porch Rocker.
There's actually a professor of guitar here who organizes a lot of that I play guitar with a lot. I respect it mildly, but I just feel like the music scene here is really prominent. I know you have Blue Jazz downtown. Obviously, we have Blossom. I've just been hearing music throughout my life that has inspired me, and I don't think if I lived anywhere else besides Akron, that may be the case. So essentially, I'm saying just seeing how inspired the city is by music has sort of placed that into me. If I had to choose a favorite anything in life, it's music.
Mm-hmm.
That's just solely what makes me happy. And I've seen so much talent here just compared to you know, any other city our size, I think we have a lot of people that are inspired and making great music. And I feel like we could compete with anywhere on earth in terms
mm-hmm.
of our talent. And there's a lot of people trying to do that. I mean, the Rialto wants to expand and bring some bigger acts in, but also, you know, pump out some big acts from here.
Yeah.
So it's just a very inspiring place to listen to music, in my opinion. It's
yeah,
simple as
I would
that.
Agree. I would even to extend his point. I live in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. I drive 45 minutes every day to come hang out with these guys and record music and do what I need to do. So, like, I could have gladly just formed a Cleveland band.
Mm-hmm.
But Akron's home. Ken Moore feels like home.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Akron, like, I do a lot with local artists. And, like, just the Akron scene in general is just very tight-knit. Everyone's very inspired, passionate about what they do. It's very inspirational, which I love. But
yeah.
Outside of the new single and the album coming out, do you guys have any other upcoming news for fans of Redacted?
You know, we are kind of putting together a little mini tour this summer. We're going to be playing a lot of places, a lot of bars, a lot of, you know, more places where you'd go to have a good time. So definitely come and see us there. Most of the time it'll be free of charge for people that are in the bar.
Yeah, we're going to try to play tons of free shows as much as we can. So.
Yeah. We're actually looking to get our first out-of-state shows going here pretty soon. I think we have one that's going to come up in Pittsburgh. So we're definitely going to sort of release something about a summer tour, I feel like, here soon.
Yeah, we're hoping to hit the roads at some point, you know.
Yeah, see the world a bit.
It's definitely in the books, the talking books.
Yeah.
Take the U.S. by storm.
Hopefully.
That'd be cool.
That's everything for me, but thank you guys again so much for joining me. It was super fun talking to you guys.
Thanks
and
for
I wish
having
you
us.
The best of luck on the new singles, album, and the upcoming tour. But be sure to check out Funny Guy on April 12th. Keep your eyes peeled for any redacted information coming your way. And this is Ella signing off. Peace.
And this is Christian signing off. Peace.
Bye. Bye.